Welcome to episode 480 of the official Game Stitch podcast. I'm Ryan Walton, and as always, I'm joined by Dan Reamer.
Who is, as always, joined by producer Gerald.
Hey, everybody.
This is great. We're all back together, but two-thirds of us are sick.
Yes, I'm sick and you're sick. Gerald has sunburn.
Yep.
Yeah, it's 30 degrees outside and Gerald's sunburn.
Mm-hmm, seems right.
I'm going on. I was, for those that were here last week, I was sick then, still sick now.
I've been sick for a couple of weeks with a cold type thing.
Yeah. I've done approximately 330 COVID tests. So not only do I not have COVID, but I also can administer those now.
I have not taken a COVID test because I'm pretty sure it's not COVID. It's just a cold.
Yeah. Well, because I'm around so many people on my daily at work, and we have take-home tests that are for that purpose, I've just been steady testing myself just to make sure.
That's fair.
But yeah, I'm pretty good now. I'm thinking about opening up a shop.
Oh, like a drive-through
yeah.
Test administer thing?
Yeah, so there's somebody here, and Gerald, you may have seen him. He like sets up at the right in front of Texas Roadhouse and the Mattress Express or whatever that is over there.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally just a pop-up tent, and he does like those home tests.
Yep.
You just pull in and he does the test.
Huh.
Which is a weird move because it doesn't necessarily mean you don't have COVID. All those tests come with two because you're supposed to do them like within right. a certain time
frame. I do appreciate the entrepreneurial spirit though.
Same. I like that he's, and I see cars there.
That's a thinking outside the box kind of guy. I'm cool with that.
Yeah. Also don't hate it.
Probably not partaking in whatever it is he has to offer.
Yeah, drive-through medical diagnosis from some dude in a parking lot of a Texas Roadhouse. That's probably not what you want to do, but hell, more power to you.
Yeah.
Have you seen it there, Gerald?
Yeah, I drove by it the other day, and I was like, what the hell is that?
Hell yeah.
Now you know. Did you stop in?
No, I just drove by.
Get yourself a test.
Get yourself a nasal swab. So he's got your DNA.
No, I've got a home test here.
I do not have them here.
I've got eight. Yeah, I've got eight still.
Hell yeah. You can start testing stuff around the house like you're on the internet.
Yeah, testing their food and fruit.
Orange juice, yeah.
Their dog.
My orange juice has COVID.
Yep. Yeah, I've got just a hell of a head cold that I cannot shake.
Yeah, but no, me too. That's all I have. I mean, there was a time a couple of weeks ago where I was feeling bad.
Yeah.
I still went to work and everything, but.
Hell yeah. Spread those germs.
It was probably borderline on whether I should have gone or not. No, because I was not feeling good at all. But now it's just basically my nose is constantly running. You can hear in my voice that I'm all stuffed up pretty much. I'm down with the sickness. What can I say?
Yeah, this will be the sniffle cast for sure.
That's right. That's right. See, Joe got it.
No, I got it too. I just didn't want that to happen. I'm gonna leave all the sniffles in to annoy everyone, but there'll be plenty.
Some coughs.
Yeah, for sure.
I feel one building now, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, some throat clearing. There you go. Hell yeah. And
I told you.
If you look at the front of like a NyQuil bottle, that's what I have going on. Just whatever it says on there. Like running like nose. Like
sniffling, sneezing.
All that, yep.
Stuffy head so you can rest.
Medicine. Yep. Yep. Chest congestion, cough, and everything it helps with is what I have. And I'm real over it.
How about?
The front seat of my car, if I get pulled over, I'm probably screwed because the front seat of my car is just a serving tray full of different cough syrups.
It's a menagerie of pills and...
No pills, but I've got like Mucinex over there, and I've got Dayquil over there. I've got Tylenol Severe Flu. That's got them riding shotgun buckled up.
Headaches, fever, sore throat, minor aches and pains, nasal congestion, sinus pressure, sneezing, runny nose, cough.
Yep. All of that. I started with the extreme sore throat, moved through that pretty quick and progressed on down the list. And now when I cough, it burns in my chest with like the same intensity that the sun burns with.
Now, do you prefer, what's your favorite flavor of NyQuil?
I was thinking the same thing.
Well, I think they all taste like shit, so I don't really think it much matters.
Oh, you're so wrong.
I prefer DayQuil to NyQuil.
I love the taste of NyQuil.
Ooh, no, I like that orange DayQuil. I don't have that green. The NyQuil I have right now is red.
Because yours is the severe?
I don't know. I didn't really realize there was flavors in NyQuil, if we're being totally honest.
Missing out.
Which one do you take?
I take the nighttime one. I take the orange pills during, as far as DayQuil
goes.
That's
DayQuil.
But as far as at night to sleep, I don't take the pills NyQuil. Yeah. I take the liquid NyQuil.
Yeah, too. I think I take that red one right there. What's that red? It's just standard.
No.
What color is NyQuil?
Green.
Oh, really?
That's the standard. That's the original.
What's that blue one or that red one at the bottom beside the DayQuil?
The cold and flu?
That's the one I have.
It's awfully blurry.
Yeah.
Yeah, Joe got that 280p picture. Buy a NyQuil from eBay. What are you on?
Cherry.
No, that ain't the one. See how it splashed up on the lid? Mine don't look like that. It looked like the other one, I think. There's two red ones back there. I think I have the other. The one that tastes like chemicals. See if there's a chemical flavor.
There's not. That'd be the regular NyQuil.
Okay. No, that's the red one, too, just so you know, not to spoil anything for you.
Multi-symptom, yeah, cold and flu.
Mucinex and NyQuil are like a thick liquid.
Mm-hmm.
That Tylenol severe flu is bright blue, and it's just water. It's not a syrup. It's a liquid.
No, I prefer the syrup.
Yeah, it's just a liquid. Like you're just sipping on a little hug that tastes like chemicals.
Yeah, no, I want it to stain the cup when I rinse it.
Yeah, I want to have to throw the cup away. Also, I don't use the cup because I think I know what a cup full feels like in my mouth.
I'm with you.
What are those?
What are those? Fruit flavored.
NyQuil fruit. There's no way.
What fruits are they? Is that blueberry?
Blueberry, apple, and
strawberry.
Okay, I also want to take this time. I'm over people making strawberry stuff pink. I see it all the time. Strawberries are red.
Strawberry milk is pink.
It shouldn't be. But you don't want a thick blood red cup of milk. I get it.
Yeah. Put people off a little bit.
Yeah, but I say bring it on.
Fair enough.
I'll get an update, but mine's red for sure. I think it's like the Mucinex is in a white bottle for the day and a blue bottle for night. I think it's like the night shift it's called.
The night shift.
Yeah. Also, cough syrups are very expensive. Yeah, you see that one right there? That's the one I got, the dual pack.
Everything's expensive, isn't it?
Cold and flu. See the night shift and the Fast Max? Yeah, I fuck with those. $22.
Goddamn, USB ports are fucking stupid.
What are you trying to do?
I'm trying to plug this in without looking at it. And that is a huge no-no when it comes to a USB port, apparently.
Oh, that's like the fancy ones. I don't have that. That's severe congestion and cough. Who knows? I may try a different one today. I about had it with over-the-counter shit.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm gonna have to consult my parking lot physician. Physician.
There you go.
Physician. I can't talk. My parking lot doctor.
Everyone should have one.
Doctor parking lot.
Not to be confused with parking lot doctor. Stuffins.
Yeah. Or Doc Hollywood.
Or Doc Holliday.
Yep.
Or Doctor Octopus.
Yeah.
Or Dr. Doom.
Or Dr. Oz.
I can do this all day.
Parking lot doctor didn't pull anything up.
Not to be confused with Machine Gun Preacher.
Machine Gun Kelly. Gerald, how'd you get so sunburned? I don't understand.
I don't know. Just outside for about 3 hours.
You are red-faced.
Doing what?
Yard work? Cutting down bushes and trees?
Got a chainsaw?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Got a chainsaw. You got gas?
No, electric, and it sucks.
Oh. Plug-in?
That's why I was out there for 3 hours.
Is it a plug-in one?
Yeah.
Those are just good for cutting through extension cords.
Actually, the only a pruner is the only way you should use that. Use anything electric that plugs in. Because my wife has one. She's got a 10-foot pruner that's electric that you plug in. Mm-hmm. But it's fine because your cord can't get up in the top of the tree.
Right, because it's going to automatically, because of how gravity works, hang down.
Right, right. We got physics in play.
I had a hedge trimmer back in the day that was corded.
You cut right through it, didn't you?
I cut through probably tens of electrical cords, because what would happen is you get in the zone of trimming them hedges, and that cord would get hung up in a hedge and pulled across, and you just slice right through it. And then I'd get mad at the hedge and the trimmer and everything but myself.
Yeah, see, I was using one of them too, but I'd use that at first, and then I have the big, huge saw thing. I don't know what they're called, but it's like a one big blade that you press down on it, and I use that to cut the tree. And then once it's laid down, and I use the chainsaw to actually cut the tree when it's laying down, because the chainsaw only works up and down. If I try to go sideways with it, it fucks up.
Yeah, you got one of them little.
It's a cheap one. Band.
Yeah, you're just getting limbs with that thing.
Yeah.
I'm on a new chainsaw. Mine's heavy.
I just got a new one. I had the Ego 16-inch, and I upgraded to the 18-inch. That's like concrete saw right there up top.
Yeah, I was using that, something like that.
Skill saw?
Circular saw.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't need to cut.
To cut a tree?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't do that. I mean, you can. You probably shouldn't. That's how you get hurt.
That's not what that's for.
Yeah.
Hey, I need something to do it.
Go get yourself. I assume these are not big trees.
No, they're not.
Go get yourself a cheap sawzall, reciprocating saw.
Yeah, a recip saw would be better.
Yeah, don't use a circular saw for trees, people.
Don't do this at home.
Yeah, I have one of these too.
Yeah, that's all you need.
That's
use
what
that.
You should use.
Yeah,
it's some of them are. It's not thick enough, and it's corded also.
All right, yeah, get away from corded stuff. You know, you got the freedom of movement, but I probably don't use that circular saw outside like that. You're gonna get hurt.
Trees, I mean.
Yeah, you're gonna get hurt.
It's a fabulous story. Oh, no, shit.
No wonder it took you 3 hours.
Right?
You're out there routing a tree down.
Yep.
Well, at least you didn't get hurt.
How do you? I don't know. I'm not sure how you still have your leg, to be honest with you.
Being very careful.
Get to pull the guard back to get it started?
Right.
Yep. Yeah. You fuck around and cut a finger off. I mean, kicks back.
I got it in my head now. I can't make it go away.
Yeah. That's interesting. That's not what I thought you were describing when you were talking about the one blade either. Thing that came across.
Me either.
Yep. No, I have four different things out there I'm using, and they're all set up, and I just have to take one plug to the next one, to the next one, to the next one.
It's got like a just shitty assembly tools line. And take it. Six times as long as it should if you had just one good tool.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
It's time to upgrade.
I know.
I just saw a TikTok the other day that was for a battery-powered pruner. And that
the little tiny handheld one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That thing was awesome.
Yep.
I'm into that.
It is. It's got the 10-inch blade on it.
Yeah, it's cut through everything.
And it's just, it's like a handle that you hold on to.
Yeah, your hand never gets tired.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It is cool.
It's got a new pole saw, too. Yeah, see that DeWalt one right there? Right beside you. Get off that walk. That one right there. I think that's the one I saw the video for.
It's similar to that, yeah.
Yeah, I want that thing.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I don't want it in DeWalt because it's way overpriced. Yeah.
If you're someone who prunes a lot, I don't know how you don't just go buy
it. I don't think anybody prunes a lot.
Look at that, though.
Heck yeah, I can use that.
Yeah, 1,100 cuts per charge, Gerald. Start that video. Get excited.
That'd be a good torture device, too.
Oh, man. Fingers? Snap.
Yeah.
Toes? Snap.
Yep. Cut right through them.
Yep.
Actually, 1,100 of them.
In fairness, it may not do, because it's going through bone, too. I don't know if it'll do 1,100 fingers, but close, probably. Look at that. How good is that?
Oh, I need that.
Yeah. How satisfying is it?
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know that I need it in DeWalt, though.
Well, I just have a bunch of batteries for DeWalt already.
Oh.
That so Milwaukee's Makita, the same thing, just laying different.
Does Bosch have one? Because I have a lot of Bosch batteries. That's a Bosch right there, isn't it?
It just costs twice as much. The Milwaukee's got that little handheld chainsaw thing.
Uh-huh.
There's a Bosch right there.
Yeah. What's that thing run? $199?
It's really not bad for either one of them. That DeWalt's like, what, $120?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Battery are for tool only?
The Bosch is $117.
That tool only?
That's not the pruner, though.
That's a reciprocator saw.
That's a recip saw.
Yeah.
I do like those handheld recip tools are cool, too.
$229.
Yeah, that $229.
We also get a battery and a charger, right?
That's 12 volt.
It's like some sort of kit.
I only have 18 volt Bosch stuff. I don't have 12 volt.
I think mine's all 18 as well.
Yeah, the power core or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine too. Yeah, Gerald, it's time to upgrade.
I know.
Yeah, from the circular saw.
For cost effectiveness.
Get a kit.
Yeah. Get yourself like a recip saw with a battery and maybe an impact, and then go out and buy that pruning saw or that pruning thing.
Yeah. That uses the same battery.
Yeah.
No, see, I have a bunch of drills and batteries. They're all Black and Decker.
You have an impact?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have like mini drills, bigger handhelds. I got a bunch of those.
Impact's the only thing I even use anymore. I have drill bits for my impact too. I don't fuck with a drill anymore. Unless I have to.
Yeah, my dad sends me all that shit.
Yeah, I have an impact as well. I also have an impact for an air powered impact.
I don't do anything that beefy, but they're pretty badass, too.
Well, let me tell you, I do a lot of work on my own cars, so.
I don't. I would like to, but I don't.
You know, it's nice to.
Meow, meow.
Well, I don't only do my cars. I do, like, family's cars, too.
Yeah.
And not everybody takes care of their vehicles like I do, so when they need a brake job done, you need an impact or that shit don't come off.
Yeah.
Same thing, and then you gotta, you know, get it on a caliper to get that off. And
yeah, see, I think that Bosch 12 volt stuff takes that round battery. Yeah, that one right there.
Yeah,
takes that round battery.
Yeah, it's the round one. We got that at work.
Yeah,
I don't have that one. I have the other style.
Yeah, you have the one beside it.
The 18 volt.
Yeah, that right there. That's what I have also.
That's the exact. Impact I have, as a matter of fact.
I have that one also.
And that's the one I use that for everything.
I use my DeWalt one for everything.
I use that one as a drill, driver.
Yeah, my DeWalt one probably has like a scary amount of hours on it. I use that thing for everything.
Mm-hmm.
I drop it all the time. Like, I think it's been through hell.
Plus, and yours has the quick connect?
Yeah.
Yep, but it's fucking life-changing right there.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got 1,000 bids for it, too. Got everything. I use the shit out of that thing.
Yeah, as do I. I love
if I'm grabbing thing. Stuff to go do any project, I pretty much just grab that and a bunch of the little, I have the DeWalt cases with the different kind of bits in them.
Yep.
They're all impact ready. I just grab those things and walk
that's
down there.
That's what I got. I got a bunch of them. I got DeWalt. I got Craftsman. I have something. I just have a bunch of different.
Yeah. I'll tell you the other thing.
I see one of those kits on sale at Lowe's, which is all the fucking time, I buy one.
The other thing that's really useful that I use quite a bit is one of those multi-tools.
Like an oscillating tool?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. You get yourself an impact and one of those.
Yeah, I have
you need to type in oscillate, and I just call it a multi-tool because that's what literally everybody that walks in calls it. But you're going to get Leatherman's. Yeah, see right up top there? Those across the top? Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, those that are amazing. That's what I use to... I'll tell you what they're really good for is... That's what I use to cut the flooring when I'm putting the floor in.
Cut the flooring, cutting drywalls like butter.
Yep.
When I put my door in, that's how I cut all my nails.
Yeah.
In the framing. I just ran that thing and just zipped it around the door. It took 2 seconds. Chewed off all my nails, and it's way less aggressive than a recip saw.
Yep. Make sure you have the right blade, though, for whatever you're doing.
Those two tools right there are very useful.
Yep.
I wanted a reciprocating saw for a long time, and I'll be honest with you. It's so aggressive, I rarely use it for anything.
Right. I have one that I hardly ever pull out.
Yeah. If you've ever tried to hold on to a cat that has really long claws that doesn't want to be held, that's what trying to use a recip's like.
Yeah, it's
out of control. The blade's fucking bending every time it comes out because it's fucking too much power for what it's doing. It's just jackhammering a saw blade out.
Yes.
I've used them for things, but... They just feel real dangerous to me every time.
Yep. I don't like using a recip saw.
Don't worry, Jared. We're going to get you back on the correct path.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to be your guides for this.
Yep. You'll be cutting trees down with the proper tools in no time.
Yeah. For six times the cost that you have in it now.
As opposed to, you know, using a Phillips head screwdriver to get a piece of toast out of the toaster. Which is kind of essentially what you were doing.
If we avoid cutting your leg off, it will have been worth the price of admission.
Right.
And you do have the great circular saw story to tell.
Yeah. But probably don't tell people. Jump me right there with the chainsaw. As a fan of battery stuff, I will say nothing beats gas.
Mm-hmm.
But you can get close. And so if you're not somebody that's cutting down trees every week, I think battery powered stuff is great.
Because see, what I would do is I would like, oh, I need this. And I would talk to my dad about it. And all of a sudden a box would show up in the mail and my dad bought me this item.
See, I need a dad like that.
Yeah, I'll start sending you links.
But it'll be all like battery powered stuff. And it's like, oh, I got you a battery powered. Because he gets where the company he works for, he can get all that stuff like. Pretty decently priced.
Yeah. I'll send you some links. I think about getting that pruner for myself because I want that thing.
Yeah, I need one.
I've got a tree line at the back of my property and it gets out of control. But I have a pole saw that I use for all that now.
That's what I use too. Pole saw or chainsaw.
Yeah.
I do want to get the I want to get the Echo 2511 chainsaw.
Uh-huh.
Because that thing's like it weighs like 7 pounds dry.
That's crazy.
It's super light.
Yeah, pole saws are nice. But I see that pruner for like the low stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be easier than even the pole saw because I like the pole saw for the high up stuff. And honestly, I use my chainsaw for all the low limbs. I just tap it, you know?
Right.
The blades are super expensive for the chainsaw. So if I could save that.
Yes, they are. They're expensive for any chainsaw. It doesn't matter which one.
No, but I'm an asshole, though. And, like, I have an Ego one, so I put an Ego chain on it. I know it doesn't make any difference.
It doesn't. You're right.
But also use like the ego bar and chain oil. Like I just use the thing that is, I know that they're telling me is right for it. That way I don't have to deal with it.
Fair enough.
Same. I mean, it's just as expensive as buying like the generic one.
Right.
In this case, they're this pretty well the same price, but I will wait and order the right one instead of it just because I don't want to deal with any issues. Yeah, it's been all about yard work today.
Oof. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. It's fucking snowing here today.
Because Gerald looks like a strawberry. Oh, not yeah. a real one, but one of the ones that we make pink for some reason.
Yeah, nobody likes a pink strawberry.
Yeah, no one. Does it? Is it tender to the touch?
That means it's not ripe yet.
Are you tender? Yeah.
Gerald, is your sunburn painful or
no?
Is it just no? It's just red that will soon turn into tan.
Yeah.
You have that hot face.
Oh, no. Make that go away.
Ooh, yeah, those pink strawberries, not a fan. Yeah. Now, if they got the color of that like hot pink, those are kind of fun looking. But those fleshy looking ones.
The old ones deal. That have the seeds out of them.
Yeah. Those smooth ones. Yeah, those are not ready.
Right. That's what a pink strawberry is. It's not ripe.
Correct. That third red one is the one that you should eat. That white one you for sure shouldn't eat. And that pink one you're not going to want to eat.
It's not even like appealing.
They're modifying and making them.
Are they doing genetic testing on them to make? Oh, Japan has a white strawberry.
Yeah.
Yeah, because often when I'm eating strawberries, I'm like, if this was just a different color.
I wonder if it has a different taste.
Cotton candy.
Ooh, that'd be nice. Fruit Loops.
Ooh. That Fruit Loops strawberry, but still like meaty and fleshy. Strawberry's got a texture that's not often replicated.
Yeah, maybe it'll taste like everybody seems to think strawberry smells.
You know that shitty strawberry candy that looks like a strawberry on the outside?
And on the wrapper?
Yeah.
You take the wrapper off and it's
like that foil wrapper where it looks like a shiny strawberry that's not shaped like a strawberry.
Yeah, that's like grandma candy.
Uh-huh. That's a reach in my pocket and get yourself a piece of candy kind of candy.
Yeah.
That and the cheap, like, taffy. It's in the wax paper. Like the saltwater taffy.
Yeah, there they are.
Yeah, those.
Those are exactly what you're talking about.
What are those called? Get that bag. See if I can see a name on them. Is that one company that makes those? Because they have the entire market cornered on shitty strawberry candy, if it is.
That's what it looks like.
You know Cream Savers are back?
I did not.
Yeah, they're back.
I was never a huge Cream Savers guy.
I like a cream. The Werther's coffee is also very good.
Right.
Well, that's not the one that everybody has for sure.
It is not. That's not even probably available here.
You type in shitty strawberry candy. See what that pulls up.
He's got all kinds of them. Apparently, there's not like a cornered market on it.
Yeah, that just says hard candy at the top. It's how you know you have a superior product. Look, he typed in shitty strawberry candy and the first thing that pops up.
Pulled up all the same things.
Because people understand that that's what you mean when you say shitty strawberry candy. This is when the internet's getting it right.
Now we're just getting into bad strawberries.
Yeah, which is gross. A bad strawberry is not okay. You know what else is not okay? A bad peanut.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You ever throw a peanut in your mouth that's expired?
And it's a bad one?
Yeah, it's no good anymore.
And the texture is just a little different, but it's too late once you've bitten into it.
Yeah, and it's one of the weird things that, like, if you threw, like a bad strawberry in your mouth, you're not going to finish it.
No, but you do with a peanut because...
You'll eat a bad peanut because it's just gross.
Yeah.
The flavor's off. It's not the right color.
No.
But
yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
It's like when you have to... You ever have to like answer like a test or do a training or something? You click right as you're clicking on the answer, you're like, that's not right.
Yes.
That's how I feel about a peanut. Like, I know it's not right as I'm putting it in my mouth, but I still will throw it in there and chew it.
And chew it.
knew it was bad.
And swallow it and be like, that was not right.
Yeah,
that it doesn't matter.
Yeah, right. But you could just take a bad peanut. You ever had a boiled peanut, Gerald?
Boiled peanut? Not yep. that I can think, not that I'm aware of.
Yeah, we gotta get you out of the house more.
I don't know.
You never had a boiled peanut?
Last time he was outside, he was using a chain, circular saw to cut down a tree. So
you know
maybe
what
he shouldn't
using?
Be out more.
You know what he wasn't using? Sunblock. We'll just start from the beginning. It was overcast. That's how they got you, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll be fine. I don't need sunblock.
Yeah, the sun's really not out.
Uh-huh.
Oh, UV's a thing.
It's called UV. I hate sunburn. That's why I feel so bad. That's why I can't stop staring at your face, because I hate
it. It doesn't hurt at all. I didn't even know I was burnt.
Every time
something.
I get it, it hurts.
It doesn't look like the painful sunburn, no. Mm. It looks like the first, you know, your first access to sun in a while.
You look like you have a drinking problem. You're kind of rosy.
I don't think you like you have a drinking problem.
I don't do alcohol.
I feel like Ryan's never seen a true alcoholic before.
Disagree.
You don't have like the bulbous red nose with liver spots on it. You're fine.
I spoke to a guy the other day.
In it.
I'll remove all locations and names. I spoke to a guy the other day. He had the most hair on his nose that I've ever seen anyone have. You could like comb it.
Hmm.
It was long enough that it laid down across his nose.
Yeah, we need to trim that.
That's not a good look, right?
No. That's no one's bringing that back.
Is that a medical
thing?
It was
ever a thing.
Like, I don't know what's even causing that.
Oh, make it go away.
That's not what I mean. Hair on top of nose, Gerald. Not hair.
Make these pictures go away, Gerald. Make it stop. Make it stop, please.
Tell you with hair on top of nose. You're just showing up nose holes again.
I can't.
That one girl's got, she's got a powerful nose hair.
My eyes are closed. I don't want to see any of this.
I could break the internet with this gentleman, because none of these are doing justice to what I saw. Dan, keep them closed. We're not ready for you.
Okay. Let me know when you're ready. For some reason, it's completely grossing me out.
Gerald, click
why.
On the second one there. Go back up. Click on that second one. Is that hair on top of the nose?
Yes.
No, nothing compares. Nothing compares to what I saw. I mean, it looked like a mustache, but for your nose.
Hmm.
All right, let's close these out so Dan can come back. That one guy has a nose on his forehead, I want to point out, too.
Yeah.
It's inverted, too. He has an inverted
Dan's
forehead.
Getting sick over there.
I didn't know you had a nose problem.
I don't. I have a nose hair problem, apparently.
Look at that.
I didn't realize until my brain was inundated with pictures of them.
That nose hair grosses you out? Now, do you trim or pluck?
I trim.
Oh, it's a surgery. He's having his nose grown on there to fix his nose.
I'd have grown somewhere less discreet, but that's just me. That's just me. I'd have grown somewhere where it wasn't on my fucking forehead.
That's the thing you can do? You can grow a nose on your forehead to put on your face?
I don't know.
Interesting.
I like, you know who's, if you pluck your nose hairs, you're a straight up man.
Oh, this guy hurts. Does not.
That hurts so bad.
Yeah, so bad, yeah.
So actually, I take it back. It's not plucking, but sometimes, like, because I trim. But sometimes you miss one.
Yeah, and you pluck
two,
it.
And you later on you happen to see.
You tear up.
I will grab those between my fingernail and give them a yank.
You peer up. You tear up.
No, I don't usually tear up, but it hurts.
Like if you grab like tweezers and you just go in there and get one, I'll tear up.
I don't think I've ever teared up from it.
It's not that I'm in that much pain. My body rejects me doing that. My body's letting me know it's wrong.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why it hurts. Like you can pull hair out of your head, hair off your chin.
Well,
hair off
it hurts
arm.
When you pull hair off of anything. Really.
No, but nothing like your nose.
Well, because your nose hair is really the only one that's where the hair is growing on a mucous membrane.
You ever pull out an eyelash or an eyebrow? I mean, sometimes eyebrows be hurting me too.
I have, again, same thing, one wonky hair that you've
it's
come
the one
across.
That just grows like 12 inches long. You're like, hey, what are you doing?
Yeah, in the wrong way of the other one.
Yeah. No, I've got the one. Yeah, that one. I've got one that does that. It's really long. It goes almost all the way across.
Hell yeah, you keep it?
Yeah, I keep it.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Souvenir. Yeah. Is that what it is?
Yeah, because I just think it looks neat because it's half blonde and half black.
Hey, if you want to get it out, Gerald, use a circular saw. That's how I trim all of my eyebrows.
Use a circular saw.
Circular saw. Good times.
That was perfect.
Yeah. So I played Gran Turismo this week. And I played Fall Guys, and that's it. Gran Turismo's I don't know what they're doing over there. The game's great, but they just can't seem to stay away from the microtransaction controversy. So well, everybody was upset.
They fixed that.
No, they made it worse.
Oh. So they fixed it, air quotes.
They rebalanced the way the money's paid out, which everyone has decided is now you get less. When they added up what they added versus what they took away, you actually have the ability to make less money now. There are cars in the game that would cost you $40 if you were to buy the credit for them.
Jesus.
But the game is great, and I'm not ever going to buy any of the microtransactions. I think last week I talked about selling my copy of the PS4 version.
Mm-hmm.
I sold that. I don't know if I'd sold it last week.
You had. Didn't you get like $52 for it or something?
$50, $49.99.
Yeah, but you weren't sure
like that.
About the guy? Because it's code? So you...
I was unsure of the guy who was asking me questions. I sold it to a dude that was straight up, though, and he bought it.
Yeah.
Everything's good with it.
It was something about that, because I'm pretty sure I listened to the podcast, because I wasn't on last week.
Well, I was on, and I'm not sure I listened, so.
Yeah, you talked about it.
I thought you did, yeah. Yeah, no, I was worn the fuck out last weekend.
Yeah.
Quentin's first birthday party. We had, like, 50 people there.
That's so many people.
And I cooked.
That's so many people.
It is a lot of people. Mm-hmm. It's all family, but got all family and some friends. I made it was my first foray into. Are you guys familiar with beef on Kimmelwick sandwiches?
Nope.
Okay, it's nope. It was my first. It's basically
Gerald, spell that.
Just there, beef on Weck.
Yeah, he talked about it on one of the episodes.
Oh, I remember. Yeah.
Yeah. So it was my first foray into, because that basically you warm that up in an au jus sauce.
Yeah, it looks like Arby's.
So that was my first foray into that. I made my own au jus, and it came out delicious, I might add. So I was very, very happy. I was a little worried because I won't usually make something I've never made before and just serve it to 50 people.
Yeah.
I will say roast. I bought the roast beef sliced already.
Is that like a provolone?
There's no cheese on it. It's a horseradish and ketchup.
That's not cheese on that one that you just had pulled up?
I guess you can put cheese on it.
Oh, okay.
That's not the way it's supposed to be eaten.
I mean, that could have been sauce oozing out, but it looked like cheese.
Yeah. Most people just put it on the Kimmelwick roll with some horseradish or horseradish and ketchup.
That horseradish will take your breath away.
Mm-hmm. It's good. I like horseradish.
Yes, yeah, cheese.
But that was actually created in Buffalo. That's a Buffalo delicacy.
See, I think that's sauce.
Yeah, it looks like mayonnaise. Like a horseradish. I bet that's a horseradish sauce.
Damn, I hope that's not just straight horseradish. You'll fucking
not real horseradish.
Yeah, you're same guy taking horseradish like that. Same guy just plucking all his nose hairs. Look at that bun; looks so good.
It, the bun is delicious.
Look at that bun.
Go down to down one row to the left. Not all, no. Second, the second one from the right. That one. Look at that horseradish.
It's the world's smallest pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
That bun again looks fantastic.
Yeah, the Kimmelwick bun is amazing. So look, yeah,
that,
I made that.
Look at that juicy son of a bitch in the middle.
It's a big hit.
Well, it's got raw onion on it. I'm not a raw onion fan.
Me either.
Joe, do you take an onion like an apple? You just take a bite out of it? Right.
Nope.
Yeah, those people are psychos.
People do that, though.
I know, but they're psychopaths.
That one looks good, too. I fuck with roast beef.
What'd you say?
I like roast beef.
I do, too. It's really expensive right now, by the way. Ended up being a very expensive party as far as the beef on wet goes.
You got, like, deli.
Yeah, I just, we have a store here called Wegmans. Closest I can think of it, it would be Publix, but it's, I think it's better than Publix. The way it's set up, and it's, I got it there. But roast beef's expensive. It's like $11.97 a pound.
Damn, we'll make it where they make the wood at.
Right. So it ended up being a show. But yeah, the party went well. He got a ton of shit because everybody seems to like him, I guess. So, but it was, and then we went to, because she had family, Nicole had family come into town for the birthday party. We did a brunch at the Genesee Country Museum. They had a pancake breakfast. So 10 of us went there. And then I slept because I was exhausted.
Wegmans W gives me real Walgreens vibes.
Oh yeah, the W will, but
yeah,
there it is, Wegmans.
Oh, I guess they've redesigned it. I think that's an old one. It's just this little thumbnail. Let me see if I can get it close enough. Come on, yeah. Focus. This looks like a Walgreens.
Yeah, that's how, that's like how their app looks.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's that. That's what like their stores look like.
Yeah, they're just like a Kroger or a Publix or whatever.
Yeah. Heavy. But to me, they always seem more homey. Like I go into a Kroger or a Publix, and I still feel like it's a. I feel like I'm in a grocery store.
Type in murder Kroger.
Why is he wants to murder Kroger?
It always pulls up that one in Nashville. I think that's what they call it.
Murder Kroger Nashville, huh?
That Wikipedia one, which one was it talking about?
Why do they call it Murder Kroger?
I don't know.
It's named by which the Kroger supermarket.
Oh, that one's in Atlanta. They have the one in Nashville, I think it's called Murder Kroger.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Because there's a lot of murders there?
I love when they refer to it as that. I'm in Murder Kroger Nashville and see which one it is that they call that.
Murder Kroger Nashville. Oh, there it is.
Yeah, see? Like the...
Now it's just pulling
East,
up.
East Nashville.
Gerald, what'd you play this week?
I played, I finished the Lego City Undercover.
Ooh.
Beat the game. Was driving around doing some stuff with to see if I can maybe work on a platinum, but just so much to do. And I said, no, I'm not going to. Jumped back into Fortnite one night. Played the normal Save the World. I'm so far behind on that game. I forgot what to do.
Fortnite had the new season. You couldn't build for a few days.
Yeah. Apparently, they're talking about doing away with it for good.
Yeah.
Just having a mode.
Yeah, I think a mode. Because some people do like to build, but it's ruined the game.
Yeah, because you can program your keys and keystrokes to build a whole fortress and all this other crap.
So, did you enjoy your time back with it?
Yeah, I because I would like to save the world stuff. I wanted to play on that, but I was just too much into it. And then my PlayStation turned off when I was playing it. I decided to power off.
It just turned off on you? Like, yeah. Just turned off?
Yep, just turned off.
Huh.
So
it seems like an issue.
Yeah, but for 2 days, which I moved it to a closed thing, so I don't know if it was maybe getting not enough air.
It was overheating?
Hot. Yeah, I think maybe an overheat. So I moved it to a different spot, and all day Friday that I played and all day yesterday when I played it, it was fine.
Yeah, don't hotbox your PS5.
No, Friday and Saturday I played No Man's Sky. Got back into that.
I have thoughts of getting back into that, but every time I've decided to do it, I boot it up. I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
The problem with this is you'll have to start over.
Yeah, I don't want to start over.
I hear it. I hear you. I thought I did, and it turned out I didn't.
I farmed all those pearls. I have like a big ship. Well, at the time, I'm sure I have a little baby ship now, but I had a big ship at the time, and I just don't. I just want a platinum. I need like 4 or 5 trophies to have the platinum in that game, and I'll just never get it.
Right.
Then we'll play that for a little bit until I find another game to play. I'm going to find something to be in the mood to play. Don't know what I'm going to do.
Got to be free, though, right?
No. I mean, I got a bunch of games on my shelf over here.
You bought that you still need to play?
Yeah.
I don't know if I talked about it. I played Rubber Bandits. Did I talk about that last week?
No.
That was fun. We played that on Game Pass with Friend of the Show, Marshall 205. We played and beat like the campaign part of that. It was really fun. It was silly.
Rubber Bandits?
Yeah, it's like a heist party game. You can do it co-op or competitive.
Huh.
And it's a cute little time. It's like get the money, don't get caught by the cops, but it's like a silly, goofy, like almost Gang Beasts style time.
You guys love your Gang Beasts.
Well, he hates it. I love it. It doesn't control bad, though. It's not like Gang Beasts where it's purposely hard to control, but you just have to... The object is to do it, and there's two different modes, like where you can steal from each other, so I could try to attack you and take the money and get out with the most money, or there's a mode where you can just try to get the money together. We did the together thing. It would be fun if you had 4 friends to do the competitive against, but it was a good time. A lot of laughs.
Huh. Interesting. The trailer's pretty neat.
Yeah, it's fun. I mean, it don't look anything like that, but...
Well, I played more Mass Effect 3.
That's what the game looks like.
Nah. You see. Oh, yeah. You blow each other up.
You can pick anything up. So you just pick a brick up and smack the other dude in the head with it. See, it's fun like that because you're trying to keep everybody to get from the exit door. Once they get the money, you don't want them to go cash it out, basically.
Huh.
Gotcha.
Yep. It's on Game Pass.
So, yeah, I played more Mass Effect 3, and I also picked up Tiny Tina's Wonderlands.
Oh, did you?
Because you guys know I've always been a big Borderlands fan. I always have a lot of fun with those games, so I did. I picked it up and started it. I'm still, like, on the – I just got to the boss on the first level, which is, like, the tutorial level. But it's pretty neat. I like that you get to choose your classes and stuff. And apparently, well, Gerald's doing Google on a VIC-20 over here. But yeah, it's got the Borderlands humor. It's funny. The characters are great. I really like the class system and the different thing. It's essentially Borderlands kind of reskinned. To me, that's not a bad thing because Borderlands is always fun. So I'm pretty early in that still, like I said, but I just played it some Friday night and it was a good time. I'm hoping to find some. I'm actually trying to find some people to play with and do a co-op, but I don't know. We'll see. And that's really about it.
Let's scoop up some friends.
That's all I played. Same thing too, but I watched a lot of TV or watched some shit.
What'd you watch?
Space Sweepers.
Hmm. Continue and we'll talk about that.
That was pretty good. Finished Silent Sea. I watched the Halo, the first episode of Halo TV show, and then Jackass 4, and then me and wife watched the Adam Project.
Mm. So let's start at the beginning with those. Brian's gonna close his ears.
Here, fine. I'll find something to do
because he hates this. Space Sweepers. What'd you think?
I liked it.
I thought it was really good.
Yeah,
I watched it.
Definitely is different than American made movies. The way they do things. You would think he would find his, spoiler alert, he'd find his daughter, but he doesn't find his daughter alive. She's dead.
Right.
Joe, just read that whole movie?
Yeah, sure did.
It's like 2 years old. It's fine.
And then the girl, Dorothy, she reunites with her dad and they kill her dad. Mm-hmm. She's like, "Where's my dad at?" And they're like, "Let's go." Never we go back to that, and which is a lot different than American movie. American movie, they were just like, "Oh, your dad's right here. We saved him." And
yep, not a big happy ending. The end was awesome.
Yes,
with all the ships. Mm-hmm. I thought it was like it was basically Star Wars the last scene in Star Wars: Rise of Skywalker done right.
It reminded me a lot of Cowboy Bebop.
Yes, there's a lot. There's a lot of Cowboy Bebop in that movie.
Yeah, just the way it looked and the way it felt, and.
But yeah, Space Truckers. I'm always behind Space Trucker. Anything with Space Truckers in it. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. The movie Alien, Space Truckers. There's actually a movie from like I think the mid '90s called Space Truckers. It's great. So yeah, I'm into space. I'm into Space Truckers for whatever reason, but yeah, Space Sweepers was a. I actually pulled that back. It's funny that you say you watched it because I actually put it in my queue to watch again this week. I haven't watched it yet, but it's. I did get it in my for you list, so or my stuff, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
So. What else did you say you watched?
Silent Sea TV show. Has two people from Squid Game on there.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was pretty good.
I haven't seen that, but I've heard of it.
Then the Halo show, the first episode.
How was that?
I liked it. It was good.
I'm interested in it, but I don't have Paramount Plus, and I'm not interested enough to get Paramount Plus.
I don't have Paramount Plus either.
How'd you watch it?
I have ways.
Yeah.
Sketchy.
Shady motherfucker.
Uh-huh.
I do work in IT, so.
You're a cop.
Not a cop.
You're a computer cop.
Seize somebody's Paramount account?
Uh-huh. Mm-mm. Exactly. Yeah.
No streaming services.
You said you watched the Adam Project.
Yeah.
What'd you think of that?
We liked it. Me and wife both liked it. We thought the kid who was very Ryan Reynolds. You can kind of see like the way he acted. It's like, oh yeah,
how you could see that kid growing up to be Ryan Reynolds. Yeah, without a doubt. I really liked the Adam Project.
Me too.
And I thought that it was Ryan Reynolds. It was nice because the kid got to be the normal Ryan Reynolds that, as far as his mouth goes. You know, the sarcastic, smart ass, always have a funny quip.
Mm-hmm.
And this is probably Ryan Reynolds in one of his most...
Non-Ryan Reynolds movies.
Yes, in one of his most un-Ryan Reynolds roles. I thought it was... It was a really fun couple hours, mm-hmm. basically.
I saw a photo of, like, Ryan Reynolds as a little kid about that boy's age, about that 10-year-old, and he almost looked just like that boy.
They look similar.
Yeah.
But the little kid's a great actor because he got like Ryan Reynolds, like the way he speaks and that he got that down.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that was I really enjoyed that. I'd actually like to watch that again, I think as well.
Yeah, we watched that. Then, Jackass 4.
Yeah. We don't need to talk about that because I'm not into Jackass.
Is not like the other ones.
Now, I don't think I've been on here since you saw the Batman.
Right.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
Y'all definitely talked about it.
Yeah, we've been on here.
No, I talked about it, but I thought you were going in the afternoon to talk about it. The following afternoon.
No, you talked about it on here. I'm pretty positive.
Yeah, we talked about it.
Did we?
Yeah.
I know I did, because I went on a Friday and saw it. I thought you were going to Sunday after the podcast.
I went after the podcast, but then the following week, that next Sunday, we talked about it.
Oh, huh. Interesting. Tells you what the fuck I know, huh?
Now, did you see the deleted scene?
Yes.
That was good.
I did. I wish I can see why it was cool, but I can see why it wasn't in the movie.
Right. I wish it was, though. I wish they didn't show it until the Blu-ray came out or something like that. Like, oh, damn, look at the deleted scene.
Yeah.
Like that's other movies.
Right. Yeah, wait for it to come out as a special feature.
Mm-hmm.
We're kind of, I think we're past, that ship has sailed here in our society, I think, unfortunately. There used to be something special about picking up a DVD and seeing what the special features were going to be.
Yeah.
Which was always cool.
Yep. Especially when they had like the director's cut version of the movie.
Director's cut. See, I like commentaries in movies. After I've seen a movie a couple times, I'll watch it with the commentaries on. Because I like those. But
yeah, me too.
But yeah, that's kind of that era is kind of gone and past. I haven't really watched much this week. I'm in the middle of watching the TV show on Hulu called Taboo. What's his face? Tom Hardy's in it. It's set like in the early 1800s. He's this adventurer that comes back to settle his father's estate and all this stuff. I like Tom Hardy as an actor, so I will watch pretty much anything he's in.
My wife were just talking about him last night too.
But I really think he's a great actor. But the show's pretty neat. You gotta like period pieces, but I think if you like Peaky Blinders or any of those, you'll be into this. And I think I've watched two episodes, so I'm not that far into it either. But I really do like it. And that's it. That's really all I've watched and played. Busy week this week. Mm-hmm. Recovering from the party last week, mostly. Opening presents. We brought all the presents home. We weren't going to open them there because we'd have been there for 8 hours. Because I don't know if you've ever seen a one-year-old open presents, but it doesn't go well.
Right.
Right.
Or quickly. So we kind of spent the week opening presents and then opening up what he got. We still have stuff that we haven't opened yet. So,
damn.
Now, is he opening stuff, or did you get to the point where you guys are just opening?
We're opening stuff, and yeah. Then he's playing with getting the toy out, and he's playing with whatever the toy is.
Yeah.
All right. So, Ryan, what did you watch besides TikTok videos?
I don't watch that much TikTok anymore. I'm almost retired from it. I just watch YouTube. A lot of everything on there. I did watch Upload, the second season of that, on Prime.
I need to watch that, but
yeah,
was it as good as the first season?
Yeah, it was all right.
Or was it like lost the luster?
I don't know. Like, I had forgotten everything about it. Yeah, it was still maybe a little more serious this time, but still funny and goofy. I mean, I thought it was pretty good. And then I watched Mrs. Maisel. Marvel's Mrs. Maisel comes out every Friday right now. They don't have the full season up, but I mean,
the last season, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. So I've been keeping up on that, and I think I watched The Morning Show on Apple TV. It was good. Watched Ted Lasso. It was good. But mostly just YouTube.
Mostly just YouTube.
I love The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. It's probably my favorite TV show that's currently on. I like her in that role. Casting's good.
The casting's good. That's what you like about it.
Yeah.
She's a stand-up comedian in like the 40s or something.
I think in like the 50s, 60s, whatever.
Okay.
But it's cool because it's like it's real. So she's a fake character tied into real time.
Right.
So she's friends with like Lenny Bruce and all that. And it's just neat. It's a it's fun. Kind of an alternate reality, like first lady in comedy kind of situation.
Right. Maybe I might have to have my wife check it out. Maybe we'll watch it because it seems like something she would like.
Yeah. I enjoy it. That's it.
That's it?
Yeah, I don't watch much. Most of everything is just watching people do shit on YouTube.
I hear that. I guess that about we could probably wrap it up, huh? I think we've about covered everything, right?
Yeah. Also,
what we played, what we watched, yard tools, circular saws.
Oh yeah, wait.
Your multi-purpose tool.
Wait, I forgot. I got my Amazon Cube set up also.
Oh hell yeah! Oh,
you like it?
Yeah. Now my Echo Show, my Cube are fighting over service. Like, who wants to answer questions?
You should. They should have the like the near field technologies where it shouldn't be doing that.
It does it okay now, but every now and then you can tell they're fighting over because it'll answer like it'll start on the Cube, which is connected to a sound bar, and then it'll go like to my TV. Then it'll go over to the Echo Show.
Does it ask you, "Hey, did I respond from the right device?"
No, not yet.
Oh yeah. Mine always asks me, like, hey, is that where you wanted me to talk from? And I'm like, no, knock it off. Don't do that. And then pretty soon it gets it figured out. Like, I'm a dumbass in my kitchen. My refrigerator has an Echo built in, and I have a show that's 3 feet away. So I never know what's going to answer me there.
I just have to get it figured out how to, like, to turn the TV on and turn it. Because I tell it, I turn TV on, it won't do it. Or turn the soundbar off or on, it won't do it.
Oh, that's weird. Yeah, mine works great. I do all of it. I even switch channels through. I don't touch anything anymore.
Yeah, it won't turn the volume up or down. I have to get that going. And then I have my robot, our robot Clay set up to it, and that one won't turn on either. I have to go to on the app and do it.
Or what'd you name your robot?
Yeah, I named it.
What'd you name it?
Oh, wife named it Hazel.
Hazel. Mm-hmm. Joe, you're really catching up. I like it.
Yeah.
Welcome to the revolution.
I don't have any new devices. Oh yeah, I do. I have we had our bathroom redone, and I now have the smart. I used to have the Philips Hue bulbs in there.
Yeah.
I'm moving those somewhere else because it was just the white ones. So I got Kasa bulbs in there that change color.
Right.
And that's pretty neat because I have one in. I can change it in the because I have a heater in there now. In the ceiling fan,
uh-huh.
It has a built-in heater in it, but there's a light in there too, and you can make that red, and it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I like showering with like a color light on. I think it's pretty neat. Like it does something for my vibe.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
See, I thought about using those colored bulbs because there's three of them that you gave me.
Uh-huh.
To put in the bathroom to replace the three I have up there, but I don't know.
Go wild, try it out.
It's pretty neat. Like I love showering in red. I don't know why.
Because you're angry.
Okay, that's fair.
I shower most in blue.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe because I'm sad. I don't know. I just like
you're
blue.
Sad.
Yeah. Because it's calm, it's like blue, it's kind of the blue that it turns is kind of dark, and it almost feels like rain. I don't know, it's just a nice like calming experience for me.
I like red.
Is it just one color blue, like a royal blue, or is it like aqua blue?
So if you say blue, but I mean there's you can make it any color blue you want,
right?
I say blue, it makes it like a blue, like a Titan's blue, like the dark blue.
Like a dark royal blue.
Yeah. Kentucky. And nice. And I have two lights in my bathroom. You know, the main one that's just regular smart bulbs is pretty bright. They're just white bulbs. The other one's the cool white. I don't like daylight. The other bulb is my ceiling light, and it's not that bright typically. It's in the middle of the bathroom, so it's like a dark blue room. Like it's weird. It's still pretty dark in there, but mm-hmm. you can see enough.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just into it. Red is aggressive. I do the lava shower sometimes.
The lava showers.
Yeah. Orange is fun. Green is fun.
Can you make them rotate colors, like transition from one color to the next?
Hue doesn't do that, but you can just, I can tell the Echo while I'm in the shower to change it to any color I want if I was a psychopath. And couldn't just stay with one color for the whole shower.
Right. Yeah. No, I stay with one color for the whole shower.
Have you seen those shower heads that have the color like the
built bulb, into them? Yeah.
They have crazy shower heads with like heaters and colors and the ones that do the tornado things when it shoots out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want a pressure washer up there, but I do want something with a decent pressure. I want to take my skin off. And I don't know if it needs to look like a disco, but I don't know that it doesn't. I mean,
yeah, I need pressure too. Like I could never do like a, I think they're cool. I think the idea behind them is cool. Like the rain.
Yeah.
Showers.
Yeah. My wife wants to,
but it wouldn't work for me because I don't have an hour to get the shit out of my hair. You know?
Well, I think the idea is you keep the wall one, but then you have the rain one above you.
Is that the idea?
Yeah. So it just drizzles down on top of you while the other one actually washes you.
I have two shower heads in my shower. So.
Yeah.
Ouch, I heard that.
What?
I said, I heard that. He popped something.
Yep, I can crack my back.
Well, that's going to do it for us. If you want to support us, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch and do that. If you don't want to support us financially, that's cool too. Social medias, blah, 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 @game_Stitch. We don't use them. And if I'm still sick by next week, be upset.
Yeah.
I'm probably upset. Yeah. I have to work next week, so I won't be on next week's show, I don't think. But if I am, I'll be really highly upset if I'm sick. Just want to throw it out there for the universe.
Well, thank you.
I downloaded Lawnmower Simulator, so I'm looking forward to playing that too. Also on Game Pass.
Lawnmower Simulator is fun.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to it.
Except for it's
European.
It's British.
Yeah.
So everything that's in there is, all the machines are, you're probably not going to be familiar with because they're British, but the exception of it's like, I think Skag is in there, but you know, I wanted like John Deere, Kubota, yeah. Aaron's, Gravely, none of that.
Yeah. Troy built pony. I know. Got you.
Nobody needs a Troy built.
The pony, especially though. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Good night.
Good night.